Hello, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Two significant stories have come through this week around AFCA's interventions in insurance disputes. In one case, AFCA was seen supporting ARA Insurance concerning a contentious vehicle location dispute. A policyholder claimed that her son's car, which is registered in Victoria, was being stored in South Australia. Contrarily, RA found that the car was primarily being used and registered in Victoria, which led to a claim rejection after an accident last April. Evidence of misrepresenting the car's true location at the time of policy inception was presented. AFCA found their reasoning justified as the misrepresentation impeded an accurate risk assessment. Moving on, another victory for homeowners was discerned as the AFCA took their side against UE Insurance. UE initially denied claims related to property damage from a water leak, citing earth movement as a pre-existing issue. But AFCA refuted this based on lack of substantial evidence. The authority went ahead to state that the damage was tied to water escape following a burst pipe rather than earth movement. Following this, AFCA ruled that UE should process the claim, compensate for professional fees, and provide temporary accommodations, setting a positive precedent for homeowners across the country. Now let's delve into the realm of AI in the insurance sector. Experts are flagging potential risks pertaining to inaccuracies in AI implementations, clearly calling to mind the previous challenges we faced with silent cyber issues. Clyde & Co.'s Daryl Smith suggests AI could even pose a risk to professional indemnity, stating that policy forms should be asking detailed research questions about AI usage. Insurers are now being encouraged to develop AI-specific policies to help manage these predicted exposures effectively, akin to the asbestos insurance model. As always, stay informed and safeguard your interests. Remember, we at Financial Services Online are here to help with any personal and business insurance needs. Head to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for further information. Until next Saturday, this is Paige Estrotori signing off for the weekly insurance news wrap.